humbled and tail between my legs. But we had one of our prior speakers in one of our prior debates talk about he was listening and something did change his mind. Kind of motivated me to stand back up anyway. You know, I'm not an NRA member. I'm not. I do believe the Constitution is a working document. I believe that all rights can be guided. You know, people ask me, why AR-15s? Why do you have an AR-15? And I said, well, that's my weapon of choice because that's what I use, a very similar platform while I was in the military, the M4, M16 platform. And it's good enough to defend my country. It's good enough to defend my home. But I thought about it, and it's more than that because, you know, I take great solace and comfort when I go to the range. It's where I find my peace of mind. It's where I learn to calm because that's one of the things as a shooter everybody must learn to do is calm their heart and mind before you pull that trigger. And it's one of the ways I can reach my solace. I've learned to use that. So that was important to me. But I'll say that at the end of the day, I know where the bill is going, and I had plenty of the bill was fine with me. I understand what we have to do. But I'll say this as a prosecutor, former prosecutor, there was no increase in penalties for the bad guys. It was just onus on the good guys. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to get rid of AR-15s, and just like they did in Virginia, I think, last week, the guy's just going to try and use a homemade Molotov cocktail, or he's going to use a hunting rifle, and then we'll have to come back, and we'll have to try again. We talked about the straw purchases, and as I said before, I've actually tried to prosecute those, and we've found out that the fingerprints is really just a deterrent because we know how difficult this is going to be. So the whole peace of mind that we're going to somehow get guns off the streets, that's just really not there. There's nothing in this bill that I see that's going to get guns off the streets. It's just going to make you feel better. And I'll say this, and I'm probably stepping on toes here, but, you know, the thing that I think broke my heart the most is, and I talk about a surreal world, is we heard about all these massacres, right? We heard about all the different shootings in the different schools in the different towns, and I was like, man, but you didn't hear about 500 young black men killed in Baltimore City. I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm not from Baltimore. I have family. My wife's family's from Chicago, so we knew some of those. And I was like, wow, that's okay. Didn't read a lot about Baltimore shootings because, you know, that's what it is. But these are massacres. You can have 500 bodies drop in a year. That's just the way it goes. But when you have a few kids shot, it's a massacre. Everybody's life has value. Everybody's life has meaning. And to assume that because these men may be an African-American and they may be in the city that they deserve to die or that they were somehow drug dealers. And I know you're saying, but that's not what we're talking about. What I'm saying is, but for this action in Connecticut, we wouldn't be talking about this. Because at the end of the day, when you look at the bill, it doesn't do anything to affect change in the inner cities. I tried to make the, you know, maybe we increase the penalties, make them a little tougher. Maybe we could scare some folks straight. Maybe we could get folks to stop being so, you know, to stop being so brazen if they knew they might go to jail for a while. That didn't happen. Somebody refused to put those laws in place. And I say with trembling hands because it really does hurt my heart every time I see it. This has been a lifetime of watching this. Crack never being a problem until it gets out of the inner cities. Violence never being a problem until it sneaks out of the communities. And now we talk about how much we now care about gun violence when these men have been dying for years. People that I know never making it out. Shot by a handgun, and this bill does nothing to prevent those shootings. So at the end of the day, we will sit, we will press the green button, and we will go ahead and let those bodies continue to hit the floor.